AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden makes an appeal to people who are not yet fully vaccinated to get their shots. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president says amid all the misinformation about the vaccines, there's one fact everyone should know.
People who are not fully vaccinated can still die every day from COVID-19.
He acknowledges convincing people he calls doubters will be hard, but says the choice is between life and death.
Why take the risk?
Right now, about 56% of adults have received at least one shot. Nearly 105 million are fully vaccinated. The president's aiming to make those numbers 70% and 160 million by July 4th. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says both foreign and domestic terror groups are the most troublesome problems for him.
Foreign origin terrorist attacks on the homeland. Likewise, we have a growing fear of domestic violent extremism and domestic terrorism. And both of those keep me up at night.
Garland, in his testimony to the House Appropriations Committee, says since he was last at the Justice Department, the advent of the internet has allowed such groups to plan and carry out attacks at a much faster pace. His comments came during a hearing on the Justice Department's request for a new multi-billion dollar budget increase that includes additional funding to combat domestic terrorism. Longtime Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu missed a deadline for putting together a new coalition government. The failure raises the possibility that his Likud party could be pushed into the opposition for the first time in 12 years. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is expected in the coming days to ask one of Netanyahu's opponents to form a coalition government. This is AP News. A former Minneapolis police officer asks for a new trial. The AP's Mike Gracia has details.
The attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has requested a new trial, saying the judge abused the discretion of the court and the verdict should be impeached due to jury misconduct. Chauvin was convicted last month of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the May 25th death of George Floyd. Attorney Eric Nelson says Judge Peter Cahill violated Chauvin's right to a fair trial when he denied Nelson's request for a change of venue due to pretrial publicity. Nelson also cites Cahill's refusal to sequester the jury for the trial or instruct jurors to avoid all media. Nelson's brief does not refer to reports that one of the jurors participated in an August 28th march in Washington, D.C. to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Floyd's brother and sister addressed the crowd at that march. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.